right, this is Mellow Max and
Jazzy Jeff. No relation.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're bringing you an hour of covers.
Covers.
Do you know why covers are called covers?
The album sleeve, something. No.
I have no clue.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a trick question. No. You ask a lot of those, so.
Yeah, no, that was a real question. Truly don't know. So this first song, would you like to announce it?
Yeah, so this is Don't Let the Green Grass Fool You, as covered by the California Honey Drops, originally by Wilson Pickett. There's a little Don't Worry, Be Happy in there, a little Bobby McFerrin action.
So. I really like when bands mix in a little riff every once in a while. There's a song by Yes, where they're... Oh, there's a song by Yes... where they are covering Simon and Garfunkel,
Bridge
America.
Oh, nope, not This Is America. That's different.
No, yeah, America. Not the, yeah. No,
ain't
yeah.
that America?
No, not, no, that, one.
Not
no,
that one.
No,
no,
it's,
no, it's...
Oh, maybe we'll play it later. But they also play a little riff of... from West Side Story. Yeah, I thought that was like
a,
yeah, nice little reference. They have another song on that album which I think might be a cover of a song from West Side Story. So
I can't think of how that Simon and Garfunkel one goes.
Yeah, maybe we'll throw it on later. So
mayhaps.
Yes. Mayhaps indeed, yes. Yeah. So coming up we're gonna have a whole bunch of covers and maybe a couple of originals that you didn't know were originals.
Or maybe you did.
Maybe you did.
Perhaps you know more than us.
Mayhaps, indeed.
If we're wrong, tell us.
Ooh, have you ever seen any good like live covers?
I have. I heard Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden covering A Day in the Life by the Beatles.
Ooh, that's cool.
And it was his first time covering it. He said he always wanted to cover it. And it was really good. There wasn't, you know, it wasn't the whole song, because obviously there's a lot of stuff going on during that. I think the band attempted to do the whole like right beforehand.
Yeah.
But or I guess that's in the middle, but they you know, they take liberties. I've seen some good covers. Speaking of Billy Joel and live covers, I also saw, you know, Zac Brown Band.
I do.
I saw them try to cover Piano Man. I do like Zac Brown Band. I did not in that moment. It was probably not the right move. But you know, you do what you gotta do.
You win some, you lose some.
Exactly.
I think one that comes to mind for me was I saw OK Go in concert, and they did a cover of Black Dog by Led Zeppelin.
Did they have the treadmills, or?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. They might have wheeled out treadmills. They had a lot of theatrics. It was a pretty wild concert. I have never seen that much confetti in my life. It was,
I do love when they have the theatrics. Someone came out on a... I don't know what... maybe Mount Joy when I saw years ago at like the Royale or something. The guitarist or the lead singer came out with a guitar. So I think he does backing guitar. He came out on like a hoverboard, and he was like spinning around on the hoverboard and playing a guitar solo.
Wow.
And I was like, all right, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. When I saw the Flaming Lips, Wayne Coyne came out in one of those big blow up like gerbil ball things, then he went crowd surfing by just walking out onto the crowd in his big ball.
Yeah.
And actually during the pandemic they had concerts where everyone had their own little ball.
Nice.
Much smaller audience size, same size concert hall, fewer people. Yeah. Well, we talked over the second half of that song, but coming up next is a cover of a Beatles song, and you said that you like this version more than the original, right?
I know it might be sacrilege to some people, but it's a completely different vibe, and you're about to see. I personally like it better. Max disagrees.
I really like the original, but we'll see. We will
let you decide.
Yeah. So coming up next, it's going to be a cover by Scary Pockets and George Crikes. Crikeys?
Crikey.
All right, we will be back in a few. Black Mountain
the hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon, yeah. And one day his woman ran off with another guy. Hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seemed, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, but she called herself Lil, and everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. And Rocky burst in, grinning a grin, and said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, and he drew first and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner, yeah. And proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you missed your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. So Rocky Raccoon checked back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. But Gideon checked out and left it, no doubt, to help with the Rocky's revival. Yeah.
Sometimes I go out buzzing and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your tender hair. Way you like the daggers. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. Did you have to go to jail? Put your house up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a team. I hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. Now you're shopping and anywhere, change the color off your hair. Did you have to pay that fine? That you were dodging all the time. Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like the dress. I want you to come on over and stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on over? Valerie. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think about all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I'll miss your tender hair and the way you like to dig it. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, Valerie, Valerie,
So that was Valerie by Amy Winehouse. Not many people know this, but that is actually a cover. The original is by a British band called the Zootons, an indie pop rock type outfit. And the story behind it is that this girl, Valerie, I don't know if that was her real name, but I assume so. She was having a fling with the lead singer of the Zootons. Oh, by the way, this is all from memory from a couple years ago, yeah. So I hope this is accurate.
But, no, go for
you
it.
You know, my grandma always says, never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Absolutely. I love spouting misinformation on the radio. Including that.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, so basically this girl, Valerie, she was from the U.S., from Florida, actually, and she was having a fling with the front man of this band, and she got sent back to the U.S. because she had so many outstanding parking tickets in Florida that she needed to go back and pay them and go to court for it. And so, like, you know, did you have to pay that fine you were dodging all the time? You know, a line that we've all sung along to many times. Not many people know it's parking tickets in Florida, which I think is kind of funny. What do we have up next, Max?
Up next is Darius Rucker with Wagon Wheel. Yes, and I was just doing a little bit of a search for something that I thought might have been a cover, but it isn't. So, that's that. Yeah.
Well, and speaking of Darius Rucker and Wagon Wheel, we saw the original band together, right? We both saw Old Crow Medicine Show.
Yes.
At Levitate Music Festival in Marshfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I think it was pretty far in the back for that set, but
I don't remember where I was.
Yeah.
Must have been a good concert.
Oh, yeah. Must have been. That's usually a good way to tell.
All I really remember about that set is that they said they smelled a lot of sinning coming from the crowd.
Yeah.
And they mispronounced Wolfpack as Wolfpack. Yeah, that was...
Yeah, that's pretty tragic. Well, here's the Darius Rucker cover of Wagon Wheel.
Headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley. I can see my baby tonight. So ride me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Ride me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, ride me. Thank you.
I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winners keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Yeah, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Trucker out of Philly had a nice long toke, but he's a headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die.
And I know that we said that it's covers, but sometimes it's more exciting to hear an original of a song that you usually think is covered. So, coming up next, you probably know... Jeff just made a face. You probably know the cover more than this next one. In fact, I don't know if I had heard the original. Coming up next, the original version of Tainted Love.
Toss and turn. be my last time, children.
This
may be my last time. May be my last time, I don't know.
Well, there in the morning,
well, Lord,
heart all sick and sore.
So, Max, does this sound familiar at all to you?
No, not yet.
So, I learned this earlier today. But this is a Staple Singers cover of a folk song that then was covered by the Rolling Stones, and then someone... Or they did a version of it, and then someone did a new version that was covering the Rolling Stones version. And through the scheme of musical telephone, it became something that sounds very, very familiar. I didn't put the mid steps on this playlist.
All right. Give me a song title. Are they also called This May Be the Last Time?
I think they're the look up the last time. But not the Rolling Stones one. It's like
The Last Time by Andrew Oldham Orchestra.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
next actually.
Yeah.
Might sound a little more familiar to you.
Okay.
And that's skipping the Stones cover. But yeah. I think he worked with the Stones.
The album is the Rolling Stones Songbook.
Yeah. So he worked with the Stones, but it's not the original Rolling Stones cover. But this one might start to sound a little more familiar to you.
Okay. Sounds good. Also, if you'd like to chat with us, you can call in at 855-915-9636 or talk with us online at wmfo.org/dj-chat. Oh, I do know this song.
Yeah.
It also sounds like it's the same notes as like the Futurama intro.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, you know it's next, so...
Oh, this sounds very familiar. Is there another? Okay. I feel like there's another cover of this. Cover. All right. Or it just sounds like.
So, I mean, it's like I said, it comes from a folk song, but.
This is from 1965. Is this a cover of the Stones?
So, yeah, this is a cover of the Stones take on the Staple Singers version of the folk song.
Huh.
And that has been, you know, it went through these layers of cover, new version. And I'm sure people have figured it out by now. Because it sounds pretty similar to the song it, you know, becomes, which we have queued up next.
Yes.
But, you know, they kept adding layer and layer, and it's super interesting to see the progression of it. When you just listen to the Staple Singers version and then the one we're about to play next, you know, you can't really tell that it was ever the same song.
Yes. Very cool. Without further ado, let's see where this strange road is taking us. This is good. I might hold on to this song. All right. So coming up next, the next song. I think I said everything that we need to... Oh, let me talk about the last couple of songs, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So, before this was the Staple Singers with This May Be the Last Time. Before that was the Bobby Fuller 4 with the original version of I Fought the Law. You are probably more familiar with the version by The Clash.
I was.
Yes. That was released in 1965. Before that was Gloria Jones with Tainted Love, 1976. You would know the Soft Cell version.
Another surprise? I really liked that one.
Yeah.
I saved that one. It's a nice cover, or a nice version of it. It's the original, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, coming up next, the not final, because music is always evolving, but the next iteration in This May Be the Last Time.
Maybe the last time.
Sure, maybe.
Thank you. Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're gonna take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're gonna do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary. Rolling
on the river.
Listen to the story now.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worrying about the way the things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling,
rolling,
rolling, yeah,
rolling,
rolling on the river,
rolling on the river.
Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis,
and I pumped a lot of tang down in New Orleans.
But I never saw the good side of the city until I hit the ride on the riverboat queen.
Know that
big wheel keep on turning. Oh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling,
rolling,
rolling, yeah,
rolling,
rolling on the river,
rolling on the river.
We're rolling,
rolling,
rolling on a river,
rolling on the river.
Keep on.
I don't think I had ever heard that version of Proud Mary before.
How? I feel like that's such a well-known version. I mean...
I think you're right. I couldn't tell you how.
Isn't it so good, though?
It is.
It really is.
Yeah. No, that... I mean, I yeah, the middle part, really cool. Good tune. And behind me now is... oh, and yeah, what did you guys...
Well...
Bittersweet Symphony. That was pretty crazy.
Right. Yeah. And the original of Proud Mary, obviously CCR.
Yes.
We were just discussing John Fogerty.
Versus Tom.
Versus
Dan
Fogelberg.
Yeah. Who that? Yeah, I never told you who that was, but
yeah,
he Age of Innocence.
Sounds familiar. Don't embarrass me on air. What are you doing?
No, next? No. Leader of the band. I don't know. We can touch on that later.
We'll go on that rabbit hole later.
It's funny though. On Google, I like clicked on where is Dan Fogelberg now, and it was like, well, he died from cancer, and his ashes were spread over the Atlantic Ocean. So that's where he is now.
Well, that's an interesting question. Then where is he now?
Yeah,
a little bit more. So,
yeah,
than
and
perhaps.
That's Wikipedia. Like that was a very that you answered the question. There you go. Oh yeah, go for it.
Oh, yeah. So, I guess we maybe should have done this earlier when we were. Listening to some beautiful Amy Winehouse, but so many musicians have struggled with addiction, and especially alcoholism. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 per day. Just some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That really is a lot.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Hey, leave some for the rest of us. Am I right? So, no,
it's all right. We'll
no,
fix it
whatever
in post.
He said. Yeah. Don't. Yeah. Alcoholism, yeah. Alcoholism is bad. Coming up next is one or two originals and then some more covers. So. You may know All Along the Watchtower as a song by Jimi Hendrix. However, the original was Bob Dylan. So let's get into that. And I don't know if we have a whole bunch of songs left in the playlist. So I don't know if we're going to get to everything. We might not play whole songs. We might just get some snippets here and there. Let's hear the original of All Along the Watchtower.
Cool.
There must be some way out of here. Said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine. Plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
It's pretty, it's, I don't know, I think that, you know, it's tricky to substitute a, such a beautiful, harmonica solo for an electric guitar solo, but if anyone could do it, it would be Hendrix, and it is a very beautiful, electric guitar solo, so there you go, he doesn't sound anything like Hendrix, but the songs, you can tell.
Yeah. I mean, Bob Dylan is known for his songwriting more than his performing, not that he isn't a good performer, but...
You heard it first here. Bob Dylan just can't perform.
No, I didn't. No, Bob, forgive me.
All right, we're going to have the original version of Black Magic Woman, which you may know the Santana version better, but Fleetwood Mac did it first.
And it actually wasn't the Fleetwood Mac that many of us know and love. I went down a rabbit hole the other day and read the entire history section of the Fleetwood Mac page on Wikipedia. And basically, this lineup of Fleetwood Mac... only contained, you know, the two titular members of the band, John McVie and Mick Fleetwood? No, what's his... Is that his first name? Whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah. And basically, this was based off of something that had been recorded by Clapton and John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, but then Peter Green replaced Clapton there, and then later was the guitarist for Fleetwood Mac when they released this. And I
You
know,
Clapton was busy. You know?
Yeah, Clapton was. But Clapton
Blind Faith, Cream.
Yeah.
And then solo career. And whatever band he was doing with. Yeah, that one.
Well, and it's just so interesting, too, because they kept cycling through so many different types of music for Fleetwood Mac. You know, I was looking into it because there's a. Well, I could talk to you about it off air. Let's let these people listen to this song.
Oh, I was going to fade it out. I was going to move on to I Think We're Alone Now. The cover.
Are we alone?
I don't know. Are we ever?
Wow.
But yeah, I really like the original by Tommy James and the Shondells. But
is that who it's by originally?
Yes.
Who's the version that we know mostly?
That one. Or that's the one that I know. This one's more popular. This one has
this is a cover.
10 times as many streams. So there you go. I didn't even know that this cover existed. Thank you for showing it to me, Brianne. So that's the Tiffany version, and now let's hear the band that did it first. A full 20 years earlier, this song was released in 1987, and in 1967, Tommy James and the Shondells with I Think We're Alone Now.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's 60, it's very 60s.
Children behave.
It's cute, it's, yeah.
So it's a little head bob thing you're doing there, Max.
Yeah, you know, it's a good song. I think I had this on CD. I seem to remember driving around with my high school girlfriend listening to this song once.
Well, some of us had no game in high school, Max. So
I'm pretty sure that was the end of my senior year. So I really, you know,
no comment.
Better late than never. But yeah, this is the original.
I like this.
And if I really had game, would I be playing this for my high school girlfriend driving around?
Well, you were alone.
We were alone. Then.
Then.
This is Mellow Max, and I'm joined by
Jazzy Jeff.
My show is highly recommended, full of music that I recommend highly. It is 7 to 8 p.m. Wednesdays here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Next week, tune in a couple hours early. I'll be on from 5 until 8 p.m., a full long set. Now, I want to play a little game. This next song, I'm going to play two versions of it, and you're going to tell me which one is the original. Starting off, the first version I'm going to play is the version by... Oh, yeah, what did you think of Tommy James and Shondell?
I like it. It's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a little like on Spotify there.
Ooh. All right. This is Love with Everybody's Gotta Live.
Everybody's gotta live. And everybody's gonna die. I think you know the reason why. Sometimes I go and get so good, then again it gets pretty rough. But when I have you in my arms, baby, you know I just can't get enough. Oh yeah. Everybody's gotta live. Yes they do. And everybody's gonna die.
All right, so that's the version by Love. I think it's great.
I like it,
yes. And coming up next, the version by Arthur Lee. Let's hear that. So which is it? Which one's the original? Which one's the cover?
I don't know. That's tough. Is this one the original?
It sure is.
Okay. All right.
And
yeah.
I know the version by Love better. I think that one's more popular.
Mm-hmm.
But original, also pretty good. And we're going to finish up with...
Dancing in the Moonlight, King yes. Harvest. Some people like the top loader version better. Those people are they're wrong.
So here's King Harvest to finish off the hour. Thank you for tuning in, and I will be back next week for a 3-hour set, 5 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it. It's going to be great. Don't know what I'm going to do yet, but it'll be good. Yeah. All right, do you have any final words, Jeff?
Are you going to kill me?
Yes.
Nice.
No, that was obviously not. But our show is ending, so well, any... Oh, and Jeff, Jazzy Jeff was the one who won the trivia, and...
I didn't.
He didn't. No, you're right. He is the person who lives closest who won trivia. He's the only person in the U.S. He did the best of the people in the U.S.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, you flatter me.
Well, that's the show.
Well, it was lovely being on the show. Thank
Come
you
back
so much.
Anytime, please.
Too kind, again. Oh. Yes, it was so nice to take part in such a cool experience. Yes.
My pleasure. Well, with that, we will hand things over to the next DJ. All right, have a good night, and I'll see you guys next week.